Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Let everybody stay where they are.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
I'm proud of what I've created. It was radical.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Garbage in, garbage out.
Pedro Fernandez.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This hour, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title off for better than 29 years. And straight up today, we've got an action-packed hour of combat sports. We're talking MMA. We're talking UFC 169. It's in the books, okay? It's all over. We'll talk about the results there, the controversial ending with Uriah Faber, of course, being stopped by Renan Barreiro for the 135-pound UFC title, of course. Hey, and the other guy, the man, Jose Aldo. Don't call him Jose, Jose Aldo. He hasn't lost a fight since 2005. Now he's moving up to lightweight. After taking care of Ricardo Llamas, 4-1 in rounds, he's moving up to 155. The only fight he's ever lost has been at 155 pounds. We will take on Anthony Pettis, the reigning, defending, world lightweight, 155-pound champion. Of course, the ex-champion, the man that wants to shot back at the title, Benson Henderson, was moaning and complaining on various websites this week and blogs. But the bottom line is, man, Pettis didn't stop you once. He stopped you twice. Come on, get a clue. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and the iHeart Radio Network.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
This offer is void where prohibited. Resort selections and reservations are subject to availability. This ad is used for the purpose of soliciting the sale of timeshare interests.
If you've got 2 hours to spare, we've got a world of fun to share. Take your family on a magnificent 4-day, 3-night vacation to either Orlando or Las Vegas. Valued at more than $700, you pay just $159 total. Yes, just $159 for 4 days and 3 nights. Diamond Resorts International is making this special offer just so you can experience our brilliant Diamond Class accommodations. It's not just a standard hotel room. room, but a spacious suite. Discover Diamond Resorts International with an informative presentation about what makes our famous vacation ownership accommodations such amazing vacations. Call right now to see if you qualify for this amazing vacation and a $100 Visa gift card. And to hear additional restrictions and details, call 800-541-5085. That's 800-541-5085.
Looking to add that hard-to-find autograph to your collection? Well, look no further than Les Wolf Sports, LLC. Les Wolf Sports is a name that's been synonymous with autographs and sports memorabilia for more than five decades. The company is a reliable and trusted source for authentic autographs and memorabilia. Whether you're new to the hobby or a seasoned collector, Les Wolf is the place for you. Collect, invest, protect, and preserve with the best. Visit LesWolfSportsLLC.com today. That's L-E-S-W-O-L-F-F Sports, LLC.
Com. Go on top here. Oh, goodness! It is all over! Whoa! Brendan Schaub gets a miracle crow top!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I blinked and I cured my brain.
One of the greatest soul singers in history, folks, Rick Stevens, 72 years old, my buddy, my pal, living over there in Antioch, California, of course, the former Tower of Power lead singer, now has got his own band out. We're going to have Rick on next couple of weeks, talk boxing and, of course, a little bit about his music, folks. This segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by Alchemy Water, folks. We're talking about water with a different approach. We're talking about an alkaline balance. We're talking pH balance. We're talking... Forget about those sugary drinks. I mean, the sodas. I'm a soda freak. You know what I've got to do? I've had to limit myself to one soda a day, okay? Because I'm a soda nut. I drink flavored mineral water the rest of the time, or spring water. But now the boss is getting me this Alchemy Water, and we'll see what happens. I'm talking about alchemywater.com, but it's got antioxidants in it. As I said, the pH is balanced. The pH is so important. It's got some extra oxygen in it. I'm telling you, I'm going to try this stuff out this week, and I'll be getting back to you next week or so and telling you my experiences with Alchemy Water. Don't forget the website, alchemywater.com. That's alchemywater.com. Folks, my next guest, if I said that he didn't like long fights, I would not be kidding. He is 9-2 with 8 knockouts and 1 submission. The guy can crack. I'm talking about welterweight Keon Caldwell. Keon, how's life treating you, man?
It's going good, guys. How y'all doing?
Yeah, we're doing okay. Where are you at?
I'm in Georgia. Actually, I'm in South Georgia, enjoying the sunny weather as we speak. We get some more cold weather here.
Isn't that a little out of tune, having sunny weather in Georgia at this point of the year?
Yeah, it's crazy weather. It's wacky.
You know, when I went to China one time, I went to China in 1993 the first time, and they brought us in at night, and they brought us in a bus underneath the hotel, so we never really got to step out into the cold or anything, you know. And straight from the airport. So the next morning I got up and I looked out the window and I saw all the sunshine. And so we were going to Tiananmen Square. So I put on my Don Johnson outfit. I'm talking about the Miami Vice look, you know, with no socks and slacks and loafers and like the short sleeve shirt, a little blazer jacket, all this kind of stuff. I got out there and the sun was shining like it was Las Vegas in the summertime, okay? And it was 19 degrees.
Really?
Yeah.
That's,
oh, man, you should have seen me. I was, they were laughing at me. The late Jack Welch did a good laugh, a lot of laughing at me. So tell me about, you're a welterweight, that's 170 pounds first. For our MMA fans out there don't know all the weight classes, I'll go through them real quick for you. 125 pounds is flyweight, 135 is bantamweight, 145 is featherweight, 155 is lightweight, 170 is welterweight, 185 is middleweight, 205 is light heavyweight, and 205 plus to 265 is heavyweight. And, of course, that is the UFC heavyweight champion, Cain Velasquez. We'll be talking about that a little bit later. As John Jones says, give me Cain. He doesn't want to fight Chris Weidman. He wants to fight Cain Velasquez. Well, guess what, John? I think you bit off a little bit too much if you go after Cain. Cain's the best fighter, I think, in the world as far as cardio is concerned. You ever seen Cain Velasquez work out, Keon?
He's got a crazy workout, man. He's a beast, man. It's his time to shine, and he's going straight forward. You know what I mean? He's never looking back. And actually, he's running through everything that steps in front of him.
And, you know, I tried to tell people that this guy's for real. He's never lost a round. You know, when he got knocked out by Junior Dos Santos in the blink of an eye, okay?
Yep.
You know, I mean, we understood that because, you know, you get caught on the chin and you go. I mean, that's just the way this is with 4 ounce gloves and 250-pound men that can punch. But the bottom line was, in that second fight, I mean, he beat Dewey Jr. Dos Santos to a pulp with that counter right hand in the first round. He started off with that counter right hand. Dos Santos never recovered. And from that point forward, he got his tail handed to him for 5 rounds. And in the rematch, he didn't win a minute of the rematch. The third fight, the rubber match, Santos didn't win him. Did you see Santos's face after the fight?
Yeah, it's pretty mauled up, man. It's like you said, a 4 ounce glove. They don't pay no pity on no one. Get punched in the face with those things.
Yeah. So when did you ever box? Did you ever do any boxing, or what's your background in?
My background, I did just a little bit of wrestling, not much in high school. I did probably 1 year, and decided I'd rather play football and baseball. And I just took up martial arts. Eight years ago, and I just caught on to it. Never had an amateur fight, so I jumped straight into the fire with gasoline draws on me, so straight to pro.
So you're learning on the job?
Say that again now?
So you're learning on the job?
Yeah.
Okay. 9-2, 8 knockouts. You've never been to a decision win. I guess you don't like putting it in the hands of the judges, huh?
No, I don't let nobody judge me from what I know I can do.
You know, don't you get baffled sometimes? We're talking with Keon Caldwell, folks, a world ranked welterweight fighter, 9-2. When you look at some of these fights on TV and you see these decisions come down, like some of the ones in Las Vegas of late and things like that, don't you look at the TV and say, man, am I supposed to believe those judges, or are my eyes lying? What's going on? I mean, I know how to score a fight. You know how to score a fight. These guys are supposed to be pros.
Yeah. That's what they say. Leave it all in the cage. You never leave it to the judges.
Okay. Let's talk about the quick stoppage. I thought it was a quick stoppage of Uriah Faber last week against Renan Barreiro. Barreiro, the 135-pound world UFC champion out of Brazil, hasn't lost a fight since 2005, much like the featherweight champion. But, Jose Aldo. But, you know, I thought that Uriah had his left hand up in the air with his thumb up to tell the referee, hey, I'm okay, I'm blocking this stuff, I'm blocking this for the most part, and referee Herb Dean stopped the fight. This is the big leagues, man. This is the big leagues. We're not talking about a three-round fight between guys that are in 0-0.
Five. We're talking about five-round fights.
Yeah, you know, and do you think Dean pulled the trigger too quick?
I think he did.
Well, I'm glad that you think he did, because Herb Dean listens to this show once in a while. Last week, we wanted him to do his doggy in a fight. All right, I remember what you said. I can see him walking over to you like in a fight, right? Right? You know, he's a referee, and he's walking over. You say, I heard what you said on Pedro's show, man. I heard what you said on Pedro's show. I'm not going to take it against you, but I heard what you said on Pedro's show. Yeah, you don't want to do that. Don't want to speak just negatively of officials. Now let's talk about, we talked about Cain Velasquez for a second, okay? John Jones says he wants Cain Velasquez. Is John Jones realize he's biting off a little bit too much there?
Jones is talented enough to probably go the distance, but I don't know about finishing it. But Cain Velasquez, like I said, he's a beast, you know what I'm saying? He comes to fight. Both guys come to fight.
Yeah, but
it will be a good show.
But, you know, Keon Caldwell's our guest, folks, a welterweight, 9-2 of the world of MMA. You know, when I watch him train, he trains sometimes like seven-minute rounds. They train seven-minute rounds. And what they do is every minute and a half or 2 minutes, sometimes they switch guys. So it's always a fresh guy. They're putting like three or four fresh guys in a round on this guy, man. And he's beating them all to a pulp. He's throwing them all over the place. He's throwing them around like rag dolls. He is he's an incredible. When we say beast, that term is often used in the world of mixed martial arts. Sometimes it's overly used. But when it comes to Cain Velasquez, there is no other better description, is there?
No, it's not.
Okay. Now, what about Chris Weidman taking on Vitor Belfort? I'm worried about Vitor Belfort and his ability to take steroids. I'm talking about this testosterone replacement therapy. I'm not in agreement with that rule. But Chris Weidman and Vitor Belfort, how do you see that going down?
That's going to be a good one. Vitor, I think he'll move about on his feet like he's been doing.
But you know, my MMA guys, my UFC insiders tell me that they're happy that the fight's going to be in Las Vegas because at least he'll be tested to an extent. And down in Brazil, he looks like a different fighter. He looks like two different bodies from when he fights here and when he fights in Brazil. Do you see the difference in his body?
Not really. You know what I mean? Just, everybody comes stout up because they know how to cut the weight and keep the muscle, you know what I mean? So.
All right. Talk to me about Alchemy Water. Do you drink it?
Yes, I drink Alchemy Water. I drink it after training session. It rehydrates me. It don't give you the bloat that regular water or bottled water gives you, other water gives you, and it helps recover. And I'm addicted to it right now.
Well, you know, I'm going to try it Monday. They have a case for me here at the studio that I'm supposed to pick up Monday morning. It's in the boss's office, locked away in the CEO's office. But they've got a case of it for me. So I'm going to start it. And being a former fighter that still trains in decent shape, I'm going to see what this stuff is all about. But you've said it's good stuff. Other people I've talked to said it's good stuff. I look on the Internet. I get nothing but positive reviews. The antioxidants, you know, being pH balanced. I mean, this water seems to be the next step as far as water is concerned in athletes.
Oh, yeah, it is. Adrian Peterson, these guys drink this water at the top level, and it's the NBA guys drink this water. It's, like I said, it's like a new candy in the store. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna tell you. I've been all over the world. I've been to 33 countries. Okay, and I've tasted water in all these different countries. The best water I ever tasted was from the Swiss Alps. I was in Budapest, Hungary. And I'm serious. I was in Budapest, Hungary, to introduce the president of Hungary, Janusz Adler, at the World Boxing Organization convention last. August 2013. So I was in Budapest, and Don King was there. We had a great time. But the bottom line was that water from the Swiss Alps was something special. So I'm looking forward to this Alchemy Water. And folks, you can check out Alchemy Water on their website, and it's just how it sounds: ALKAMEWATER.com, AlchemyWater.com. Mr. Caldwell, when are you going to fight again?
We're in the process, and now I'm trying to get some stuff lined up, and it's just right now, it's preparation.
Okay, you go back to your child there, man, because I hear that he or she is ready to rumble.
Nah, he's running out through the air.
Okay. Hey, Keon, we really thank you for appearing today. We hope to talk to you real soon. When you get a fight in the bag, you give me a call.
All right, will do.
All the best to you, folks. Keon Caldwell, the welterweight, 9-2, the man can punch. Nobody's ever went the distance with him. 9-0, 8 knockouts, 1 submission. 9-2, 8 knockouts, 1 submission. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide brought to you by Alchemy Water. Check them out, alchemywater.com. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and the iHeart Radio Network.
There's this thing called love, and it's everywhere. And she told me it can break your heart out and put you in misery. Since I met this little woman, I feel it's happened to me. And I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's ALKAMEWater.com.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
The Sports Byline USA collection of original full-length interviews covering more than 50 years of sports history is now available in the Sports Byline Audio Vault at sportsbyline.com. Hear Hall of Fame center David Robinson talk about what motivated him when he was playing.
I have a gift. I'm 7 feet tall. I didn't have anything to do with that. And I have this athletic ability and this body. And I feel like, you know, God gave me this for a reason, and I can't waste it. I just can't. I don't have that luxury.
And great athletes aren't afraid to fail. Hall of Fame receiver Jerry Rice gave this advice to anyone who wants to succeed in life.
When I did Dancing with the Stars, I took that uniform off. I took it off, and all of a sudden, I was open for criticism. I didn't have that security blanket anymore. And I think people really got a chance to connect with me. And it's a lot of people in life right now, they want to take chances, but they're afraid to. And I say to them, go for it. You only live once.
These and other great interviews are now available in the Sports Byline Audio Vault. It's yours to listen to and enjoy. It works on iPhones, iPads, and Android devices. Relive sports' greatest moments with this rare collection of unforgettable original full-length interviews.
A portion of the proceeds will benefit the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund.
Go to sportsbyline.com and click on The Vault.
Started it off right there, rocked him. Sends it go.
Fight!
Domi and Guida.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all.
And he's got Maynard.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It is all over! Cain Velasquez is the UFC heavyweight champion!
Stubbs, folks, the late Levi Stubbs, lead singer, the only lead singer of the Four Tops, as far as the original Four Tops were concerned, and he was a great guy, the most confident man I've ever met in my life. I met him in an elevator just for like 90 seconds from like the 15th floor down to the ground level at the MGM Grand, okay, and he and the Four Tops were doing concerts there, and I said to him, you know, I know people from Detroit, I've worked in Detroit, I just worked with Aretha Franklin, and the Kronk Gym, all this kind of stuff. And he said, yeah, but he was the most confident man. The air of confidence about him was just incredible. It was the same presence he took to the stage, the late Levi Stubbs of Motown fame. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts this hour. John Jones, Cain Velasquez. Listen, anybody out there want to bet on John Jones? I'm listening. I can't hear anything. All the way across the planet, nobody's saying nothing. You know why? The only one that would bet on John Jones against Cain Velasquez is maybe John Jones' mother or his girlfriend. Because the bottom line is John Jones has no business in the ring with Cain Velasquez. We're talking about two different level fighters. One's a heavyweight, one's a light heavyweight. I mean, let's be honest. When Jones isn't fighting, he maxes out like a 215, 218, cuts down to 205, not a problem to make light heavyweight for him, okay? Cain Velasquez walks around at 250, 255 when he's not fighting, weighs about 240 when he's fighting. He's a rock, okay? I mean, he took that shot from Junior Dos Santos in their third fight, their most recent fight, where Santos was stopped in the fifth round. He took a right hand from Santos in the opening seconds of the fight. I mean, like, Santos ran across the ring, and Cain came out to him. Boom, he got clipped, and he wobbled a little bit. And you know what? He came back from that point, and he dominated. He annihilated Junior Dos Santos down the stretch. I mean, beat him so bad, I don't think Junior Dos Santos should ever fight again. Straight up, he shouldn't fight again. You can't take those type of beatings and come back. You can't. We're not talking about, you know, big gloves or you know, going in with guys that can't punch. Cain Velasquez can punch, man. I mean, that right-hand counter he hit Junior Dos Santos with in their second fight in the first round, halfway through the first round, that hurt Dos Santos for the rest of the fight. He didn't remember where he was. Where am I? Seriously, for the next three and a half, four rounds plus, he didn't know where he was. That's how hard Cain Velasquez punches. He puts it all together now. His boxing is together. His jiu-jitsu is together. His wrestling's together. His ground and pound's together. Okay? He's excellent at everything he does. Across the board, he's excellent at everything he does. You cannot give a fighter straight A's across the board with the exception of the world heavyweight champion himself, Cain Velasquez, who has never lost a minute of a UFC or an MMA round. Never lost a minute. Got clipped on the chin. Got chin checked by Junior Dos Santos in that first fight. He had the knee and the shoulder problems going into that fight. Of course, it was a Fox debut. The debut of the UFC on the big Fox network. So there was a lot of pressure for these guys to fight. Okay? And they came out. Both Jonas Dos Santos had a broken foot. Cain had a bad knee and a bad shoulder. But all excuses put aside, Junior Dos Santos was the better man that day. But from that day forward, Junior Dos Santos, his clock was ticking as far as being champion was concerned, because Cain Velasquez got that championship back, and then he rolled him again in the third fight. So in three fights now, Cain's up 2-1, and if Junior Dos Santos was smart, he'd never talk. He wouldn't even think about fighting Cain Velasquez ever again, because if he does, Cain put such a beating on him the last time, I was concerned about his health. I mean, I'm watching this fight saying, you know, maybe they should stop this stuff, like the third and the fourth round. Maybe they should stop this, you know. And of course, this is for all the marbles. This is for the UFC heavyweight championship. So, you know, Pedro, God forbid if they stop it right now. But see, I'm on one of those guys that thinks if a guy's taking a true beating, getting landing flush blows on him, I'm not talking about what was going on with Jose Aldo and Uriah Faber last week. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about. I'm just not. Okay, the 135 pound championship, 145 pound championship of the U.S. 145 pound champion obviously is Jose Aldo. He's moved up to 155. Okay, but you know Renan Barrio at 135. He's like an unbeatable fighter. He's only lost one fight, that in 2005. I don't know why Herb Dean gave him the benefit of the doubt like he did, because, you know, and everybody in MMA that I've talked to has indicated that they feel that Herb Dean pulled the plug way too soon on Uriah Faber, okay? Just way too soon. We're talking about a guy that's got like 30-plus fights. He's been around, a long time, former WEC, World Extreme Cage Fighting Champion, okay? The perennial contender at just about any weight he's been at, one of the most exciting fighters pound for pound in any weight class. I mean, he's rounded out his skills now. He's got the boxing down. He's got the striking down. And more importantly, he's got that guillotine choke down. And that guillotine choke, he's sort of like a boa constrictor, according to my man Zach Young. He's like a boa constrictor, like a snake. Once he locks you up, man, it's over. Okay? So what's going to happen to Uriah Faber now? They're not saying anything, but Jose Aldo's moving up to 155. So who knows? Uriah might move up to 145 and try to go after the championship 145, because he was coming down in weight to make 135. Of course, at one point in time, he was 155 pounds. He's a wonderful man. I call him a kid because he's a little bit younger than me, but he's a great guy. He's a fantastic athlete. He's a good representative of the world of MMA and Sacramento, California. Of course, went to high school in Lincoln, California, nearby Sacramento. And I wish Uriah Faber all the best, and may he get a quick recovery, come back soon. And, you know, if Herb Dean was the same weight, I'd have him fight Herb Dean. But Herb Dean is a super heavyweight. I think he's about 260 pounds as a referee. So, obviously, we don't want Uriah Faber in the ring with him. Chris Weidman, the undefeated, undisputed, untouched. I'm talking about the man, the middleweight champion of the world. Didn't defeat Anderson Silva once. He beat him twice. Didn't beat him twice on questionable calls. No! The first time he knocked him out, boxing 101, left hook, right hand. Second round, after beating him in the first round. The second time, and guess what? Anderson went to kick him. Chris Weidman checked it with his knee, which you're supposed to do. You check it with your knee, and he broke his leg. He tried to say it was a fluke. That's not a fluke. That's design. That defensive move is designed to hurt the opponent, to hurt the opponent's shin. Okay, it happened to break Anderson Silva's shin. He's 37 years old. He's not coming back. He's no longer the greatest fighter pound for pound in the world of MMA, even though the UFC still got him in the top 10. I can't figure that one out for nothing. I really can't. We'll talk about the UFC ratings maybe a little bit later, but I just can't understand that. The man's been not beaten once. He's been beaten twice. He's 38 years old. He's not coming back. He's through. Give him a Social Security check. Tell him to go back to Brazil. Guess what? The spider is dead. Anderson Silva, rest in peace. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking the world of mixed martial arts. You're listening to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and, of course, the iHeart Radio Network.
Congrats to Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks on winning the 48th big game. Steiner Sports has your ticket to 100% authentic Seattle Seahawks memorabilia and collectibles. Commemorate the 12th man's incredible season by visiting SteinerSports.com today to view the entire Seattle Seahawks collection. For a limited time only, enter promo code Seahawks15 at checkout to save 15% on your entire purchase. Remember, the site to visit is www.SteinerSports.com.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325. My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
So you're into fantasy sports. Time for you to up your game at StarFantasyLeagues.com, where you can play fantasy sports like football, basketball, hockey, and baseball and earn cold hard cash every single day. It's legal, it's brand new, and it's awesome. At StarFantasyLeagues.com, you can play your favorite fantasy sport for real money against real people, or even play the Star Fantasy League's free tournaments for your chance to win something for nothing. Put your money where your mouth is. Prove your expertise. Get your game on today at StarFantasyLeagues.com.
Vitor, the most lethal hands when you speak quickness in UFC history.
The other thing I noticed in the Vanderlei Mike Van Arsdale fight was that Vanderlei Silva seemed to walk through Van Arsdale's punches, like to move forward. I don't know if he wants to do that with Vitor Belfort.
Vitor is wearing shoes, so he will not be able to strike with the feet. Oh, he does with the hands, though. Vitor Belfort is the winner. 44 seconds. The knockout by Vitor Belfort.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
The soulful and the quickest is a true funk soldier. I don't need a yogi, it's decoded in my DNA.
The great Tom Bowes, New York City, fantastic singer with the Funk Harmonic Orchestra, and now, of course, formerly with Tower of Power. They're doing this thing with East Bay Soul. Tom Bowes, fantastic singer, no question about that. Folks, let's go back to the UFC 169, the official finishings. Of course, it was a TKO-1, a stoppage and one for Renan Barreiro, now 32-1, 7-0 in the UFC. Uriah Faber drops a 30-7, 6-3 in the UFC. He will probably get another title shot real soon. And let's talk about Ricardo Llamas. He took a beating but kept on ticking. He won the fifth round but didn't win any of the other rounds, so he lost four rounds and won. He is now 13-3, 4-1 in the UFC. And Jose Aldo, 24-1, 6-0 in the UFC. Of course, hasn't lost a fight at 145 pounds since losing, I believe, at lightweight. And that was back in like 2005. So he's the real deal, no question about that. And looks like Aldo will step up to fight Anthony Pettis for the lightweight championship. And that's the only fight he's ever lost, was a lightweight. So that's going to be interesting. One of my buddies signed my Wall of Fame out here at the Sports Byline Broadcast Studios. I'm talking about Frank Mir, former UFC heavyweight champion, now 16-9, 14-9 in UFC fights. Lost a lopsided decision to Alistair Overeem. I call him Overroyed. 37-13, 2-2 in the UFC. Mir's face was like, it looked like pizza after the fight. And Overeem landed at will for nearly 15 minutes straight. I'm talking about 3 5-minute rounds, folks. It was just like a one-sided licking, and I just didn't ever want to see it again. Okay, UFC 173 set for May 24th in Las Vegas. Of course, I'm talking about Vitor Belfort, and as we heard in that little clip coming into this segment, of course, and Chris Weidman. Chris Weidman has got all the skills. He's got the hand skills. He can box. He's got a good wrestling base. He knows the jiu-jitsu. He's strong. He's an animal. You want something? He's a beast, too. Cain Velasquez deserves to be classified as a beast. So does Chris Weidman. Upstate New York calls it home. Okay, big kid, like 11-0 now. Never lost a fight. I think he's been taken off his feet maybe one time by Anderson Silva in those two fights they had, but that's it. He's the man. I mean, he's really the man at 185. Now, Vitor Belfort, he used to be a very good fighter, an excellent fighter. In fact, he's made of a bit of a comeback of late, and I think the comeback is attributed to one thing, steroids. And why do I say steroids? Because they're legal. Legal steroids. I kid you not. This testosterone replacement therapy, that's what they call it. Ooh. You know, it's like this. These guys mess with their bodies. They took performance-enhancing drugs, steroids, anabolic steroids, that produced a great amount of testosterone, okay? So it produced like these incredible hulkish-like bodies, okay? Lean, sometimes hulkish, depending on the roids that you're taking. But the bottom line is you're taking anabolic steroids, and in it has testosterone. And testosterone replacement therapy, they're giving it to guys who screwed their bodies up taking drugs. They were cheating. They were cheating, so they're being rewarded now for their cheating by being allowed to take testosterone replacement therapy. I have never heard anything this crazy in my entire life. If you haven't got enough testosterone in your body to fight, guess what? Then you need to go to work at FedEx. Okay, that's what you need to do. You can't be a fighter. I mean, Ronda Rousey doesn't have testosterone in her unless, of course, she says she has that pre-fight testosterone treatment when she has sex with her boyfriend. I kid you not, that's what she says. Speaking of Ronda Rousey, we'll get to her in just a second. But the bottom line is, Weidman and Belfort hooking it up. May the 24th in Las Vegas, UFC 173. This will be a pay-per-view that will be worth buying. Of course, I watch all my UFC events, pay-per-view events especially, at Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. And of course, that's on Hesperian Boulevard, just a couple blocks off of East 14th Street. It's $10 to get in. Great atmosphere, live crowd, good menu. They don't have the Pedro Fernandez quesadilla on the menu no more, but I'll forgive Ricky for that. And they won't rename the Willie Brown sandwich. Willie Brown was an all-pro cornerback with the Oakland Raiders. They were not going to rename the Willie Brown New York steak sandwich for me, and that's the only one I want. So without that, there will be no Pedro Fernandez on the menu. But when Pedro Fernandez is there, he has a great time. Everybody has a great time at Ricky's. Check it out, Ricky's.com, just how it sounds, R-I-C-K-Y-S, Ricky's.com.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. The princess of MMA. I told you 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago, that she would be the biggest star in the history of MMA. And everybody sort of poo-pooed that. They all, come on. Well, guess what? Warner Brothers has just signed Ronda Rousey to a 2-movie deal, and she's going to do this movie, the Athena Project. The studio is close to acquiring the rights to this Athena Project. It's a movie adaptation of the New York Times bestseller book from Brad Thor. So Thor and Rousey have got together. They've talked about it. And, of course, she's going to be the star in at least two of these movies. She'll also be shooting The Entourage. The TV series Entourage will be in mid-March shooting that. And, of course, that's after a February 2nd fight with Sarah Kaman at UFC 170. But straight up, all I can say is that Ronda's headed for stardom that you will not believe. She will be the biggest star in the history of mixed martial arts, if not the biggest star in the history of combat sports ever. She is the real deal. She's beautiful. She's mean. She can fight. She's unbeaten. She's untouchable right now as far as 135 pounds is concerned. And like, you know, they say the super fight everybody wants to see at 135 or 140, if she's willing to go up 5 pounds, is her and Chris Cyborg Santos. Cyborg Santos being that convicted steroid cheater from Brazil, you know, the girl who looked like she needed to shave about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, had arms like a man, had the back of a man, the whole nine yards. We knew she was using steroids. I mean, good Lord. It was about as obvious as Evander Holyfield when he was boxing. Come on. Guy doesn't go from like 190 pounds to 220 pounds of rock-hard muscle. Or Barry Bonds of the SF Giants going from like, what, 195 to 230 in like one offseason? Come on, man. What's going on? That was the Balco stuff back in the day when Victor Conti was spiking his cocktails for him, okay? But no, Bonds cheated. I don't like cheaters. That's why I don't like this guy Vitor Belfort, okay? And like Rousey said, as far as Chris Cyborg Santos is concerned, they can test her, they can extra test her if they want, but she doesn't care if she shoots horse semen in both eyeballs. She don't care. She don't care what she takes. She's going to beat her down. Going to beat her down. And I think that if they ever fight, I think she will beat her down, because I think without steroids and these anabolic enhancers, I don't think that Chris Cyborg Santos is the fighter that she thinks she is, or the type fighters a lot of experts think she is, okay? As far as Rousey is concerned, taking on Sarah McMahon, of course, UFC 170, and that's going down February the 22nd, and that'll be a good fight. But, you know, that's all you can expect with Ronda is good fights, because she's going to have good fights, but she's going to win. And she's going to light people up like the White House Christmas tree, okay? I mean, I feel sorry for Sarah McMahon because of, you know, Misha Tate's probably the second best fighter at that weight, 135 pounds, and Misha's lost to her twice. Misha took Ronda into the fourth round the last time, but straight up, Ronda Rousey undefeated, 8-0, taking on Sarah McMahon. Also on the same card, one of my favorite guys in the world of the UFC, talking about Daniel Cormier, the former Strikeforce heavyweight champion, Strikeforce Grand Prix heavyweight champion. Of course, beat Josh Barnett for that title a couple of years ago in San Jose on a Strikeforce card. Now Strikeforce is no more. Cormier is over in the world of the UFC. Of course, the UFC had bought, first they bought World Extremes Cage Fighting, then they bought the Strikeforce label, and they molded them all into the UFC label. I thought they should have kept two separate brands, but like Vince McMahon, when he had the WWE and he bought WCW, the idea at first was to have two separate brands, and that didn't work out. Both guys, both entities, both the UFC and the WWE, went on with a single brand. So now we have just the UFC, and Ronda Rousey is defending that 135-pound championship against Sarah McMahon. That's the main event. The co-main event, Daniel Cormier, unbeaten. That's right, former Olympic medalist, unbeaten in the world of MMA. Beat Josh Barnett, beat Frank Mir. I mean, this guy's beating everybody put in front of him, and these guys are world-ranked heavyweights, okay? But he's beating them down, and now he's taking on the former light heavyweight champion, Rashad Evans, Sugar Evans. This will be at 205 pounds. So Cormier is coming down from 205. Last time I checked on his weight was 2 weeks ago. He was like 217, 218, so it's not going to be a problem for him getting down to 205. More power to him, and I got news for you. Daniel Cormier is going to take Rashad Evans apart. His wrestling base is incredible. The man was an Olympian. I think he wrestled for the University of Oklahoma. He is the real deal. Rory McDonald's on the card. He's taking on Damian Maia. That's going to be a pretty good fight. And Mike Pye, one of my favorite guys. I think he was in like, what was that, Men in Black 3. He had some part in that movie, Men in Black 3. He's taking on T.J. Waldberger. And, of course, that's the pay-per-view end of it. The last pay-per-view card that night.
It's February 22nd, live on pay-per-view, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Time for the UFC 170. It's Robert Whittaker taking on Stephen Thompson. Now, Fox Sports 1 is going to do the prelims, and Alexis Davis and Jessica Fryer are going to hook it up there. Our women's, of course, they're bantamweights. And Rafael Asquayo's in about. He's a bantamweight. Lucas Martin's in about. He's taking on Alamon Starling. That's a bantamweight. Flyweight is going to be Zach Mikowski taking on Joshua Sampo. And the prelims on UFC Fight Pass, and I still haven't got the whole scoop on this yet, but it's $9.99 a month, but you don't get to watch the pay-per-view, so I don't understand that. Why would you want to pay $9.99 a month to watch two fights on a preliminary like Facebook type of thing? But Rafaela Oliveira is taking on Eric Koch. That's a lightweight, 155 pounds, another lightweight fight. Ernie Chavez taking on Yozenda Sedano. So the bottom line is, the UFC is rocking and rolling. 2013 looks good. The next card's going to be UFC Fight Night live from the from Brazil. Of course, the birthplace of the UFC. UFC Fight Night 36. It'll be Lyoto Machida taking on Gegard Mousasi. Mousasi's a good fighter. He's primed. He's ready to go. He realizes he's going to be fighting Machida on his home turf down there in Brazil. Machida's going to put on his best game. He's got his act together. I mean, he's looked good of late. So this is going to be a good fight. This is a toss-up type of fight. If it was in the U.S., Gegard would be a closer than I've got him like maybe a 2-1 underdog, but he'd be a little bit closer, be like 8-5 or something like that in the United States. Okay, but I'm giving Machida a couple extra points on the odds there because he's fighting at home. Okay, so those guys will be going at middleweight, and Machida has reinvented himself at 185 pounds. Also fighting at middleweight, Ronaldo Souza taking on Francis Carmont, and this, of course, UFC on Fox Sports. Fox Sports 1, that's February 15th. Check your television guides for this, folks. It's coming to you live from Brazil. It's going to rock. It's going to roll. You'll get the Brazilian crowd. You'll see how into their own native sport that they are, and you'll be blown away by it. As I said, the preliminary cards on this UFC Fight Pass, Cristiano Marcelo's on the card, taking on Joe Proctor. Richard Dam is taking on Ivan Jorge. Francisco Trinado's taking on Jesse Ronson. Yuri Alcantara is taking on William Reese. Felipe Arantes is taking on Maximo Blanco. Any of these fighters know you? You know any of them? Idomar Alcantara taking on Albert Tumanov. And, of course, Douglas Silva DeAndre taking on Zubar Tugalov. So straight up, a fantastic card as far as MMA fights are concerned, because according to my experts, most of these guys say these fights are like toss-ups. What I mean by toss-up is take your coin, toss it in the air, heads or tails. You don't know which way it's landed. But I have to lean towards Machida in the main event there, mainly because he will be fighting at home. He'll have the people behind his back, and God knows if Mousasi might choke at that. I mean, I've seen guys choke. I've seen guys choke when they fought me. I mean, you know, the crowd's behind me, and they choke. When the crowd's been against me, I've always used that as a motivating factor. I thought it was great. I was, come on, knock me some more. Knock me all you want. Boo at me, throw stuff at me. It just motivates me more. I fought in Turlock, California one time, and they threw stuff in the ring. I whooped some guy down in San Diego, California one time, and they were throwing beer cans in the ring. I had to get my gold medal and escape out of the ring because they were throwing beer bottles and stuff like that because I was doing bolo punches and Ali shuffles and all that kind of stuff on this guy. The bottom line is, if they can't hand it to haters, so what? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Don't forget, we are twice weekly, Saturday on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for an hour. We combine boxing and MMA into that 1 hour. And then Sunday, this is the Sunday show. We are 2 hours, 11 a.m. p.m. Pacific Time. For 11 a.m. Pacific Time, we go for 1 hour of boxing and 1 hour of MMA. 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on Sundays. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez, and yes, I am often imitated, but never duplicated. Respect comes to you, and you can hold your man. Hold your man. Hold your man.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low, you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Valley theme, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. They say there's pictures on the web of Anderson Silva just 6 weeks removed from breaking that leg so ugly in the fight with Chris Weidman. But he's back. He's on crutches. I think he's off crutches, and he's back in the gym. The guy's insane. I mean, you see his leg snapped in half, and he's back in the gym 6 weeks later. Talk about an idiot. I mean, I know he's not doing this with doctor's permission. And UFC on Fox 11, we'll talk about that next week, but the bottom line is the main event looks pretty good. Fabricio Werdum and Travis Brown. Travis Brown, one of the hottest guys out there, no question about it. The way he comes down with them left elbow and them elbows, good Lord, he is the real deal. And, of course, the 2013 award, as far as I'm concerned, Fight of the Year, Diego Sanchez, no question about that. Diego Sanchez and Gilbert Melendez. Speaking of Diego Sanchez, he comes back on UFC. That's going to be UFC 171. That's right, with Johnny Hendricks and Ricky Lawler, Robbie Lawler in the main event. Of course, they're vying for the vacant UFC welterweight title that was recently vacated by the complaining and moaning, probably for a good reason, regarding drug testing. I'm talking about GSP, George St. Pierre. But the bottom line is Hendricks and Lawler for the UFC welterweight title. And, of course, the co-main event is going to be Carlos Condit and Tyrone Woodley. There'll be some chicks on the card. But the former Bellator middleweight champion now dropping down to, I think, 170 pounds. Talk about Hector Lombard is going to take on Jake Shields in San Francisco. That figures to be a hell of a fight. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Next time, peace, love, and respect. 'Cause I